This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Gemara Chasima Toiva. We're continuing Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos. Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We begin on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Boi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. Bas Shnia, the daughter of a Shnia. Let's say a man marries someone who he is forbidden to marry midrabanan. He married a Shnia midrabei Seifrim. That the Gemara later on says on Daf Kufon Beis that a Shnia does not get a Ksuba and does not get Mezoinois. So, which means that if you marry someone who you're not to marry midrabanan, the woman doesn't get a Ksuba and you don't have to support the woman. Let's say you have a daughter from the woman. Does that daughter deserve support? We know that one of the tnaim of the ksuba is that the daughter is supported from the father's estate. So the question is, if someone marries a person who they're forbidden to midrabanan, does the daughter have the rights to the ksuba that the mother herself has forfeited? Yesh la mezoinos or ein la mezoinos? So what's the question? Do we say kiven de les la ksuba les la mezoini? Do we say that since she doesn't have a ksuba, she doesn't get mezoinos? Oidoma, or perhaps ima de avda yisura kantzur rabban? Maybe only the mother who did an iser, the rabbis penalized. Ihi, but the daughter de lo avda yisura that didn't do an iser lo kantzur rabban, the rabbis did not penalize. Teiku, so that question stands. Meaning, we have a question in a situation where the mother is not entitled to a ksuba. Does the daughter have the right to some other stipulations of the ksuba, namely that she should be able to be sustained? Boy Rava. Rava asks another question. Bas Arusa, the daughter of an Arusa. Let's say a man did kedushin to a woman. Now, someone does kedushin to, you can't live with yet. But let's say you lived with her illicitly, and you produced a daughter. So does that daughter get mezoinos? Yesh la mezoinos, ayin la mezoinos. Now an arusa gets a ksuba. Rashi explains, what do you mean an arusa gets a ksuba? But you don't write it until nesuin. So Rashi says in the second answer, either the rabbanan were mesakein a ksuba for an arusa, even though you don't write it yet, or we're talking about a case where even though perhaps she's not entitled to it, the man wrote it for her anyway. So the daughter of an arusa, does she get mezoinos or not? Do we say kivan de isla ksuba isla? Since the mother gets a ksuba, so one of the stipulations of the ksuba is the daughter is sustained. Or maybe kivan de le takinu rabbanan ksuba. Since there's no takana to write the ksuba, for an arusa, ad shas nesuin, until nesuin lesa, the daughter does not get mezoinos. Teiku, that question stands as well. Boi Rav Papa, bas anusa yesh la mezoinos, ayin la mezoinos. The daughter of an anusa. What does this mean? Someone raped Anara, and because he raped her, now he has to marry her. And then he married her. Like it says, Veloisia Leisha, and they had a daughter, and the man died. Does this daughter, is she sustained from the estate with the brothers, or is she not sustained from the estate with the brothers? So again, somebody raped a woman, and then had to marry the woman, and had a daughter. What's the halacha regarding the daughter being sustained by the estate? Aliba de Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda loy tibaylach. According to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, there's no question. The Amar, he says, we had him earlier on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Yesh la ksuba mana. She has a ksuba of a mana. If you remember earlier, there's a machlokes. If somebody rapes a woman and then marries her, does that woman get a ksuba? Or do we say, no, in exchange for you not paying her the fine for raping her, that's her ksuba. It's like you gave her the ksuba already. Meaning, You're supposed to pay her a fine for raping her. But you're not. You're marrying her. So it's like that fine that you were supposed to pay her is for the ksuba. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, where there is a ksuba to a woman that you rape and married, so there's no question. There's no question. The Amar, he says, yesh la ksuba mana. Such a woman has a ksuba of a mana, and therefore the daughter of the anusa is entitled to the stipulation of the ksuba and supported from your estate. However, ki tiboylach, who is it a question in? Aliba the Rabbanan. It's a question according to Rabbanan. The Amri, the Rabbanan say, Yatsa kesev knasa b'ksubasa. The money of the penalty goes for the ksuba. And therefore, she doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba because the money that you're supposed to give her for the knas, that's her ksuba money. So the shaila is, it's a question according to Rabbanan. Ki tibaylach alibi de Rabbanan. It's a question according to Rabbanan. The Amri, they say, yatsa kesef knasa b'ksubasa. The kesef knasa goes for the ksuba. Mai, what's the halacha? Do we say, kivan de lesla ksuba lesle mezaini? Do we say, since she doesn't have a ksuba, she doesn't have mezainis, so she's not entitled to mezainis. Since the woman doesn't get a ksuba, the daughter doesn't get mezainis. Idilma, ksuba my taima. What's the reason why this woman doesn't have to get a ksuba? Idilma, ksuba my taima. Ksuba taima mai. What's the reason for ksuba? Kadei shalaitei kala ba'in av loitzia. It's so that, why do you give a woman a ksuba? So it shouldn't be easy to get rid of her, to divorce her. This woman, you don't have to give a ksuba to, because you can't divorce her, you have to stay married to her forever. So it's not that she's categorically exempt from the ksuba, it's that there's a special reason why you don't have to give her the ksuba. Namely, there's no point, the whole reason you give a woman a ksuba is so it shouldn't be easy to get rid of her. You can't get rid of a woman that you rape. But regarding the daughter, maybe the daughter does have mezainos. So teiku, the question stands. Now, another tanaya of the ksuba is that a man... What? Another tanaya of the ksuba is that the man stipulates that if he dies, the wife gets to stay in the house. Even though there are other yarshim here, the wife gets to stay in the house. The lashon is at tehei yasva bevesi. You will stay in the house. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef taught. Bevesi veloy bibikasi. You could stay in my house, provided I have a house. But if I have a shack, then we're not going to force the Yarshim to have the Amana stay in the shack, and that where are they supposed to go? So the heirs only have to provide living quarters, provided that they're ample living quarters. If the living quarters are cramped, because he didn't live in a house, but he lived in a shack, then the woman can't say, well, I'm allowed to continue living on the estate. Avul mezoini isla. But even if she's not being provided with housing because the guy lived in a hut, he still has to provide her food. Meaning the amana will still be supported. But Mar Baravashi, Amar Mar Baravashi says, afilu mezoini nami lasa. If she doesn't get a house because he lived in a shack, she doesn't get food either. However, v'les hilchasuk mar baravashi. The halacha is not like mar baravashi. Okay, next question. Next shaila. Next issue. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Tavu alina se v'nespaisa in la mezainos. Let's say, so there's a tanai in the ksuba that if the man dies, the wife could continue to be supported from his assets. What if somebody proposed to this almana and she said, yeah, good idea, let's get married in 2 months. She's no longer supported from the husband's assets. The husband only agrees to support her if she remains connected to him. She says, "Oh, my husband, my dear husband, I will never forsake him in his death." But the moment someone proposes to her and she accepts the proposal, then she stops being supported. So that implies, what if she says, "Yeah, well, I don't know, I don't really like, you know, I don't like your job." That implies, yesh lamazonis, then she'll continue to be supported by the original husband. But if the reason she rejected the guy is not because she feels attached to the first husband, she rejected him because she has a preference. She doesn't like people with blonde hair. So she rejected him, let's say. So, but that means she's not tied to the original husband. She just doesn't like this guy. So why should that woman continue to be supported? But if she did not agree, she has mazonis. So Amar Rav Anan said, "L'didi mefarshu le'eminei d'mar Shmuel." To me, it was explained from Mar Shmuel, "Amra machmas Pliny Bali." If she says, "I don't want to marry you because I'm connected to Pliny, my husband, yesh lo mazonis," she has mazonis. "Machmas bnei adam she'enon mehuganim la." But if it's because of people who are not fit for her, ain lo mazonis, she doesn't get mazonis. In other words, if she says, "I don't want to marry you because I'm connected to my husband," then she gets mazonis from her husband. If she says, "I don't want to marry you because, you know, you're not good enough for me," that implies she would get married provided the circumstances allow it. Amar of Chizda, Zinsa ain lo mazonis. Let's say this woman, who's an amana, acts with promiscuity. She's mazana. So obviously she's not that connected to the old husband if she's fooling around. She's not continued to be supported from the husband's estate. Amar Rav Yosef said, "Kichla ufirkisa ein lamazainais." If she braided her hair, or she put on eye makeup, so obviously she's beautifying herself, she's looking for a new husband, so she doesn't get supported from the old husband's assets. Now, which of these two activities shows she's less connected to the husband? If she's mezaneh after he dies, or if she makes herself all up? So it's interesting, the Gemara feels that being mezaneh is less of a disconnect from her husband than if she makes herself beautiful. Because if she's mezaneh, she had a moment of weakness, she couldn't overcome it. But if she's, you know, making herself beautiful, that means in a state of control, she's actively looking. It says Gemara Mandamra Kichlo Pergasad Mandamra, that says if she made herself up, she loses the ksuba, she loses support Avozinsa Isla. But maybe, I'm sorry, the Gemara says Amrav Yosef. Manda Amar Zinsa. The Manda Amar that says she loses it if she's Mizana Koshkin Kechla Pergasa. Certainly, if she puts on makeup, she loses it. Because that shows she really wants to get married. Manda Amar Kechla Pergasa. The Manda Amar that says if she puts on makeup, she loses it. Avazinsa Isla. But if she's Mizana, she continues to have. My taima, yetzer ansa. Her yetzer forced her. She had a moment of weakness. She was lonely. But says the Gemara, "V'les hilchas l'kachal hanishmait." So we don't paskin like any of the above halachas. Rather, in all the above cases, she continues to get her ksuba. Because the fact that she was mezana, or she put on makeup, it's not a full disconnect from the original husband. The only time it's a disconnect, Ella kiha da amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. Rather, that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, hatoivas ksubasa bebezdin. If she formally claims her ksuba bebezdin, ain la mezainais. She doesn't have mezainais. Because that's something that you can't retract from. And that's sort of has finality to it. And if she's toivea the ksuba, that means she's done with the original husband. She wants to take the ksuba from her and run. Says the Gemara, da'amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, ha'tevas Ksubasa Bevezdin Ein Lamazinis. Ay Loiva Tani, we learned in a Braisa that it's not enough to be Toivea Yer Ksuba. We learned in a Braisa only Machra Ksubasa. If she sells the Ksuba. Because if she sells the Ksuba, that's like she's collecting it. And not when she's claiming it, Toivea, but she has to sell it. Umishkina Ksubasa. Or she makes the land that was subject or if she uses the ksuba as a mashka and as a collateral, or asasa ksubasa apoyt kila acher, let's say the land that was meshubed for her ksuba, she makes it meshubed for something else. So in all these cases, it's like she collected the ksuba. Ein lo mazonis, then she doesn't have mazonis. Hani ein. These cases, she doesn't have mazonis. Avot tevas loy, but not if she just claims it. Says Gemara, Hani bein bebezin bein shaloi bebezin. In all these cases, she forfeits the ksuba whether this was done in bezin or not. But when she claims the ksuba, then she in fact does forfeit mezainos, provided she does it in bezin. Meaning, all if she's doing it out of bezin, then it's only if she actually sells it, because that's like collecting it. But if she claims it, then it's only if it's in Bezdin. So these cases, whether it's Bezdin or not, so since then it would have to be where you like collect the ksuba, since it's not in Bezdin. But in Bezdin, it's even if you claim the ksuba. Now we have to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the woman stays in the house, the almana stays in the house, until she's toivea the ksuba. Can the yarshim say, get out of the house, here's the ksuba? Could they basically force her to collect the ksuba and get out of the house? So the Gemara says, v'kacha yo'anshe Yushalayim. The Mishnah said, that's what the residents of Yushalayim did. What does that mean? That's what the residents of Yerushalayim did. That means they would write see if I have the full Gemara here. The residents of Yerushalayim would write that Min Hastam, the halacha is that you have to allow the woman to stay there until she demands the ksuba. And that's what they did in the Galil. And the Anshe Yerushalayim did like in the Galil. Itmar Rav Amar Halacha Ka Anshe Yehuda. Rav says Halacha is like the Anshe Yehuda. That you're allowed to go ahead and say to the woman, here, take your ksuba and get out. That's what Rav said. Ushmul Amar Halacha Ka Anshe Galil. Shmuel said, no, the Halacha is like the Anshe Galil. That she is allowed to stay there unless she claims the ksuba. But they can't just offer her the ksuba. So Bavel, v'chol parvada, noag karav. Bavel and the surrounding cities were noag like Rav. Neharda, which is also part of Bavel, but was a separate part of Bavel. V'chol parvada and the surrounding cities, noag kishmor, noag like Shmuel, that she's allowed to stay there until she demands a ksuba. So, the Gemara tells the following story. Hi bas mechuza, davis nasivis l'neharda. There's a woman who came from mechuza, where the halacha is that they could force her to take the ksuba. But she married a guy from neharda, where there they have to allow her to stay. Also the kamei de Rav Nachman, they came before Rav Nachman. Shama lekala, he heard in her accent, the bas mechuzah, she's from Bavel, that she's from mechuzah, and in Bavel the halacha is like Rav. So therefore, they could force her to leave. Amar lahu, they said to her, Bavel v'chal parvedar noag karav, the halacha is like Rav, we could force you to leave. Amrulei, so her side said, v'hal naharada nasiva, but she married a guy from Naharada. So Amar lahu, he said to them, Rav Nachman said, okay, in that case, if she married someone from Naharada, ihachi Naharada v'chal parvedar noag kishmol. Naharada and all of its surrounding areas, the halacha is like Shmuel, or noig like Shmuel. V'yad heicha Naharada, until where is Naharda? Ad heicha de sagi kava de Naharda, until where they measure the kava of Naharda, wherever they measure the grain by the midah of the kava of Naharda, that's Naharda. Okay, next sugya, very interesting shaila now. Itmar Almana, Rav Amar Shomin Mashallah, Ushmal Amar Ein Shomin Mashallah. The Almana wants to collect her ksuba. The guy bought her nice clothing. Can the family of the deceased say, look, he already gave you a quarter of the ksuba by buying those nice clothing. You're wearing these clothing. Deduct it from the ksuba, what he owes you. Deduct from... In other words, he owes you 200 zuz, but he gave you clothing worth 75 zuz. So dad's estate only should have to pay 125 zuz. So Rav says, we evaluate what she's wearing. Masha aleha. Ushmol amar ein shaman masha aleha. Rav says he only gave her the clothing if she's going to stay with him. Once she wants to collect the ksuba, he wants the clothing back. So he deducted from the ksuba. Shmuel Amar Ein Shaman Mashallah. Shmuel says a guy gives his wife clothing, it's not conditional. Only a condition that even if I die, you don't collect the ksuba. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Chiya Bar Avin says, V'chilufa b'laket. The opposite would apply by a laket. A laket is somebody that you hire to do odds and ends in your house. And the homeowner sort of says, okay, I'm hiring you. I'll pay you when you finished in my house. What is your job? Whatever I tell you I need around the house. And I give you clothing. So the machloikis Rav and Shmuel would be converse when it comes to the luket. Because Rav holds normally You don't give the woman her clothing. You could deduct her clothing. Why do you deduct her clothing? I only gave it to you on condition you stay with me. If I would have known that you're going to leave me, I wouldn't have given it to you. But by a worker, I knew you were going to leave me, so I give it to you stam. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, you're obligated to give your wife clothing. But I'm not obligated to give my worker, so therefore, my wife, I don't deduct from her ksuba. The worker, I do. Rav Kahana masni v'chein b'laket. Rav Kahana said it's the same thing. The dinam of laket and the dinam of amana are the same. The Rav says, just like I'm only giving you the clothing if you, so long as you're with me, I'm only giving my worker clothing so long as he's with me. Shmuel says, no, I give everything unconditionally. Umanach basimna, Rav gave the following simen. That means that the two halachas of almana and the worker are the same, namely, yasma v'armalasa shalach v'na'upak. The yasaim, meaning the worker, the laket, the worker, and the almana, take off your clothing and leave. Meaning, in both of these cases, I'm giving you the clothing conditionally. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, you know what the halach is? Af agav detznam b'masnis and kvasei de Shmuel, even though we learned in a Mishnah in accordance with Shmuel, helchus kvasei de Rav, even though I'm going to bring you a proof from a Mishnah that Shmuel is correct, but we don't conclude like Shmuel, we pass like Rav. The time we learned in a Mishnah, echad hamakdish nechasav, both someone who sanctifies his possessions, v'yachad hamarech es atzmai, and someone who sanctifies his possessions, someone who says, I'm going to give my erech into the Beis HaMikdash, ein loy b'ksus ishtoi v'loy b'ksus banav. Meaning, if somebody says, I'm going to give my nechasim to the Beis HaMikdash, or I'm going to give my value, and the gizbar comes to take a mashgoin to make sure he does it, the gizbar cannot take his wife or his children's clothing because it doesn't belong to him. He gave it over. So that seems to indicate like Shmuel, that it belongs to his wife. Ein loy loy b'kzuzilik zizbanav. V'loy b'tseva shetzava l'shman, and not for the dying, that you died for their clothing. Their clothing belongs to them. V'loy b'sandalim chadashim shalakach l'shman, and not for new shoes that you bought for them. The clothing of your wife and children belong to them. That seems to prove like Shmuel, that in a situation where an almana who wants her ksuba, you can't say, well, here deduct your clothing. What do you mean deduct your clothing? The clothing already belonged to them. So we have a Mishnah that clearly says the clothing belonged to them. So the Gemara asks, Amar Leih Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, B'chimeyachar detnan masnisin kvasei de Shmuel. Once the Mishnah is approved to Shmuel, Amai hilchasak say the Rav. Why is the halacha like Rav? We have a beferish Mishnah that the clothing you give to your wife and your children belong to them. So then, why would the halacha be that an amana that collects aksuba, you get to deduct her clothing? So the Gemara says very simply, you did not analyze this correctly. He said, Amar lei. Rav Nachman said to Rav, "L'chayra k'Shmuel rahita, it would seem the flow is like Shmuel, but ki mayenazba. When you look carefully at it, hilchasai k'vasei the Rav. The halach is in accordance with Rav. My taima, ki akni le adaita lemekam kamei. When was he? When he was makne to him, it was with the das that she would stay with him. So long that she's with him, the clothing belongs to her. Adaita lemishkal lemepak leyachnilai. But if she wants to leave and collect the ksuba, then I wasn't makna. Meaning, really, Rav's right. Really, the clothing you give to your wife, you're not makna to her. You're only makna to her, provided that she stays with you. That's why when you do an erech or you do a hektish, they can't take away her clothing. You gave it to her. That's provided she stays with you. If she doesn't stay with you, then you could deduct it. Okay, we're going to hold it here at the two dots. And Bezos Hashem, tomorrow, Anun Da'ad Omer Beis, okay? Have a wonderful night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. All the best. Gemach simateva. Kol tev.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.